Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we work hard to help people find your business. In this segment, we're going to be talking about six things you should know about foreclosures. My guest today is a 12-year veteran in the real estate industry. She is a graduate of Georgia State University with a degree in real estate. As a broker for Ready to Move Realty, LLC, her specialty is marketing and selling foreclosed homes. It is our good fortune to have on the phone today a woman who's on a constant quest to expand her knowledge of real estate so she can better serve the Metro Atlanta community. Ms. LaShawn Parker, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's talk about foreclosures real quick.
Okay.
How does one go about finding foreclosures that are available to purchase?
Well, there are several avenues in which you can find foreclosures. The two that I highly recommend would be, first of all, finding a real estate agent, a real estate professional that really specializes in foreclosures. That real estate agent would have access to a multiple listing service known as MLS. And that information on MLS would let that agent know exactly what's available, giving that agent up-to-date information to see what homes are foreclosed on, the condition of the home, and how much they're asking for it. Another resource that I recommend is, of course, the Internet. Most banks list their inventory on their websites, so you can go to different banks' websites and find out what their foreclosed inventory is. And you can also go to different websites that would pull together a number of banks' inventory and do a search that way. The only drawback to kind of going on your own and looking online is that that information may not be up to date. So normally when you find something online, you still want to go through a real estate agent and make sure that those homes are still available, check out the condition of the home and how long they've been on the market, and that way that real estate agent can give you specific detailed information that could be helpful in finding the home.
Ms. Parker, is there a bidding process to purchase a foreclosure?
It can be. It depends on the type of foreclosed property that you're purchasing. Now, if you're buying a HUD home, for example, a HUD home is a home that was once insured by a government agency and the borrower has defaulted on their mortgage and now that government agency owns the home. Those homes are open to the public to bid on for a specific amount of time, and the person with the highest net offer can then actually have the opportunity to purchase that home. Another way that you can bid on a home is through an auction. Some banks will hire an auction company to come in and take over the marketing of homes that have been sitting on the market for a substantial amount of time, and you at that point can go in and view the home, usually the week before the auction, and then go to the actual auction and bid in a room with other potential buyers. But for the most part, with bank-owned properties, which are also known as REO properties, which means real estate owned by the bank, you just go through a normal offer and negotiation period in which your agent would submit a written offer to the bank's agent, and they would then begin to negotiate the details of the offer. In that case, there are times where there's multiple offers that come in on a property, and in that instance, you would submit your highest and best offer to the bank, and again, the person with the highest net offer would be awarded the opportunity to purchase that home.
Most people hear the term foreclosure, and they assume there are big discounts being offered by the bank. Is this true, and how does a bank establish their asking price?
That's a very good question. That's something that I get challenged with constantly. There are good discounts on real estate, especially in today's market, because there is a lot of standing inventory. But what happens when a bank actually forecloses on a property, they actually assign that house or that property to a real estate agent, and that agent then turns around and does what's called an interior BPO. A BPO stands for a broker's price opinion. And in that opinion, that's basically that broker or that agent letting the bank know what condition the house is in and what they think the house will sell for. So that agent goes in and takes pictures of every room of the house. They take pictures of all the damage and the outside of the house as well. They submit that to the bank along with a report that gives three homes that are actively on the market in that neighborhood, as well as three sold homes that have sold within the past 6 months that are in that neighborhood and are comparable to that house. And at that point, the bank uses that information to help determine what price they're going to label that house at. But they don't only rely on that one agent's opinion. They usually have another agent do another BPO, and they also have a full appraisal done on the property. So taking all three of those opinions, they determine what price they're going to ask for that house on the market. And they do take into consideration the repairs.
Well, let's talk about special finance. Does the bank offer special financing for foreclosed homes?
Well, of course, a bank is in the business of mortgages, and most banks are. And, of course, they want buyers to use their mortgage products if they are purchasing, especially some of their inventory. Now, the bank does not offer special financing specifically for foreclosed homes, but they do offer a wide range of mortgage products. And a lot of times what mortgage companies will do is when you put an offer in on their house and they accept your offer, they want you to get pre-approved or pre-qualified with their company so that they can then use that as an opportunity to introduce you to some of their products that they have available. And there are products that are available that can help you with the rehab of your home. If you're buying a home that needs new carpet or paint or a new furnace, you can actually finance that into your home with a special type of financing, and most banks do offer that type of financing.
Are foreclosures strictly sold as is, or does the bank make repairs or provisions for repairs? And what about inspections? Who pays for them?
Okay, that's a good question. Most banks will sell their houses strictly as is. Okay, but even in selling it as is, the thing to keep in mind is that the bank has very limited knowledge of the repair and the maintenance history of that house, so they're not able to provide the buyer with any details of the condition of the house. So even though they sell the house as is, I always recommend that a buyer negotiate in their offer to have a certain amount of days to do due diligence. During that due diligence period, I recommend that you get an inspection done on the house, and I also recommend that you have a termite inspection done. Now, that will let you know as the buyer exactly what you're getting. If the house needs a new furnace, if there's something wrong with the plumbing, that'll let you know, and that'll allow you the time during that due diligence period to actually change your mind and to walk away from that house if it's something that you did not think that you want to proceed with. Now, as far as the utilities, the bank is responsible for having the utilities on so that you can properly inspect the house, but it is up to the buyer to actually pay for that home inspection or that termite inspection. Now, I will tell you this. I have seen many people do inspections on homes that are bank-owned and that they agree to purchase as is, but maybe they'll find something that maybe costs $500 to $1,000 in repairs that's needed. And they can go back to the bank and say, hey, we found these items that need to be done. Can you do these? And I have seen where the bank has said yes, and the bank actually did do those repairs. It's usually a minimum amount of money that goes out for that, but for the most part, it is strictly sold as is.
Well, what if someone locates a house that appears to be abandoned? How can one find out if the house has been foreclosed?
Well, there's a couple of ways that you can try to get information. One way is once you find a house and it appears to be abandoned, you can get the address to that house, and you can go to the county tax commissioner, and you can find out who owns that house and what mailing address is on that person's tax record. Sometimes you'll see that that house may be owned by someone that did not live in that particular house. Maybe they lived out of state or they live in another part of the state, and you can contact that person and inquire at that time. Sometimes that works out very well because the buyer can then negotiate an offer price with the seller before the house actually forecloses. Another way that you can find out if a house is facing foreclosure or has foreclosed is there's a small number of attorneys in the Metro Atlanta area that handles the predominant sales of foreclosures. Those attorneys have websites in which you can go and look at what is available or what is about to be foreclosed on, and you can obtain information that way as well. But if a house has already been foreclosed on and you see that it's sitting vacant, normally the agent is waiting for the bank to give them direction in terms of having the house cleaned out, doing their pre-marketing, the BPOs, the appraisal. And in that instance, you would just have to wait maybe 3 or 4 weeks until that house is actually listed on the market and ready to sell.
Some great information. We're definitely going to have you back again on the show, Ms. Parker. But
Oh, thank you. Is
there one final thing you'd like our listeners to remember about foreclosures before we close?
Well, I will tell you, foreclosures right now seems to be the predominant sale in our market. Interest rates are low right now, and there's a lot of mortgage products that are available for buyers. A lot of people have been discouraged because of the increase in foreclosures lately. But the truth of the matter is, if you're ready to buy, this is definitely the time to take advantage of the market. The banks have so much inventory right now that they're not necessarily giving away the homes, but they are really ready to negotiate and make certain deals happen.
How can you be reached?
I can be reached directly. My phone number is 770 770-833-1488. Again, it's 770-833-1488. Or you can send me an email to LashawnP@bellsouth.net, and that's LashawnP@bellsouth.net.
All right. Well, Ms. LaShawn Parker, broker with Ready to Move Realty, LLC, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another outstanding job. To find even more people you need to know, view our interactive online publication at sparkplugpeople.com. And while there, be sure to check out our podcast. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.
Once again, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. To be a guest on our show, please send your request to businesscelebrity@gmail.com or give us a call at 770-460-5995.